Ladies and gentlemen, PKN Orlen invites to conference call. I will now hand you over to Mr. Dariusz Grabos, IR Director. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us today, especially it was on a very short notice. I do apologize for maybe a strange voice, but this is due to my sore throat. Welcome to PKN Orlen conference call discussing start of the procedure of the announcement of a voluntary tender offer to acquire shares of Unipetrol. The main speakers for today are Mr. Mirosław Kochalski, Vice President of the Management Board, Mr. Piotr Kerney, Executive Strategy Director, and Mr. Robert Śleszyński, Head of M&A. My name is Dariusz Grabos. I am Head of IR, and I will assist with moderating this call. A brief presentation was mailed to you, and it will be discussed firstly, and immediately after, the floor for Q&A session will be open. And with no further delay, I hand over to Mirosław Kochalski. Mirek, please go ahead.
Thank you, Darek. Welcome everybody who joined us today. I think December is a very important month for PKN. As you know, in 2016, in December, has been presented our strategy for 2017 to 2021. And yesterday, Board of Directors made decision that we won't buy out of minority shareholders of Unipetrol. As you know, why? One thing is number one. PKN Orlen want to be more integrated group. It is our goal. It is our goal not only dedicated to Unipetrol, but also to other companies in our group. PKN Orlen decided to announce a voluntary consolidation tender because is extremely important for realization of a strategy, especially in petrochemical segment. Our goal is to buy all shares and delete Unipetrol shares from Prague Stock Exchange. As you know, we have a specific situation that in our group we have two companies, public companies. These are PKN and Unipetrol. I mentioned many times that we respect and we all regulation restriction in relation between two public companies. We believe that this project give a chance to achieve our goals defined in strategy. The share price proposed by PKN Orlen in the tender offer was specified at 380 Czech kron per share. On the basis valuation based on the forecast cash flow generated in next year and DCF method. I think, and it is a statement of our board, our prices are fair, and it's fair for both sides, for majority shareholders and for minority shareholders. The price implies a transaction value of total 25.5 billion Czech kron. In Polish zlotys is about 4.2 billion Polish zlotys. Assuming that PKN Orlen will achieve 100% in the share capital. The transaction will be financed from PKN Orlen's own funds and from the available syndicated loan. What is important for us, that is Unipetrol, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, is not only a refinery company, but first of all, petrochemical player. If we want to go to slide number three, we can see a reason why we want to do this deal. As you know, we want to be a bigger player in petrochemical segment in the region, and we want to win competition, because year to year the competition is much more stronger. As you know, we are in the project, realization of the project polyethylene unit number 3. And this project should in next year deliver more value for PKN. Of course, you know that many times we had different statements, for example, in dividend policy between majority and minority shareholders. I think it was one of the reasons many sometimes mistakes on general meetings and in relation with minority shareholders. We believe and we know the basic of our expectation in our group that more integration, more efficiency in purchasing, reduction of cost, it is a chance to achieve more efficiency in next years. Now, current shareholder structure is some limitation in integration these two public companies. I mentioned that, of course, public companies means some kind of restriction in relation between two companies. Our goal is to have 100% of shares and the listing of this company. Of course, synergies are this main point, and it was at the heart of our thinking on the board of directors before decision that we are start a project with this buyout of minority shareholders. Schedule is very intensive and very fast, but what important date are that that subscriptions for sale of shares will start on 28th of December this year. Of course, as I said, we want to have 90% of shares. Of course, main goal is to have to achieve 100%, but in this subscription, minimum 90% of shares. We believe and I hope that answer our minority shareholders will be positive for this tender, and we have a chance to deliver value in the future for shareholders of PKN Orlen. That it is an opportunity to achieve more efficiency, realize synergies, and what is important for us, to win competition not only on the Polish market but in the region too. Thank you for this introduction, and we are open, maybe my colleagues can give some details. We are open to answer for your questions. Thank you again.
Thank you, operator. We are ready to take the questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our first question coming from Tomasz Patrykow. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello everyone. Thank you for the presentation. Some questions on the synergies. Are you able to quantify the benefits that you expect from this acquisition of the minorities? And secondly, can you give some more details on what you were not able to do previously owning 63% and what that will change owning 100%? That's not entirely clear to me. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, as Piotr Kearney speaking, hello. As Mirek said, we treated all the time we treat Unipetrol as a separate entity, and of course we have some internal calculations regarding potential synergies, but of course as the process is on PKN Orlen side, and we have them, but of course we don't disclose them. But please bear in mind that our discussion and the board and was based on the valuation on discounted cash flow methodology, but not including any synergies. So the price offered does not include, the thinking of the valuation does not include quantified synergies. So we have our thoughts, but we don't disclose them. That's first. Second issue is that the decision was made based on valuation without taking into account any potential synergies.
I can say what said Piotr, that of course synergy, it is add value what we can achieve, what we can define and to calculate if we will in relation after this deal, because as I mentioned, we are two separated company, and was would be not fair to define to be in touch with managers in Unipetrol to define our expectation in relation with Orlen Lietuva, other companies in the group, is that of course we know how we can achieve and realize these synergies. Of course, they are add value because methodology of valuation of this deal is that we had assumption that the synergy, this is a add value, some premium for some bonus for this deal.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. And our next question from Jonathan Lam, Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Assuming the deal goes through and you become 100% owner of Unipetrol, is there any investments that you'd make in Unipetrol that you wouldn't otherwise, such as upgrading the refineries? Do you have any plans of those kinds?
So at the moment, as I mentioned, number one project, of course, is a polyethylene-free as the biggest project for us. But other projects, at the moment, we are in the discussion, in the process to prepare a new project for next perspective for 2019-2021. But what is important for us that we are in our opinion, we have a chance to complete this project polyethylene free next December to start with the project. And what one thing, a second thing, what is important that of course this polyethylene free in the scale of business with petrol is so big that of course next will be maybe some smaller project, but we want to improve efficiency to be much more competitive on the market. That is at the moment.
Yes, I'm Piotr Karin speaking. I can add only that please remember that we promised you as well that next year, early autumn or autumn, we hope, we will come back to you with new targets, financial and some operational targets for next year of our existing strategy. So it will be perhaps a very good occasion because, as Mirek said, we had some thoughts, internal thoughts, discussion regarding potential technical investments in Unipetrol already they are discussed. But what is sure that we treat Unipetrol as always, also you treat it very often, and when we meet you, when we hear from you, as petrochemical arm of PKN Orlen Group. And it's true, and remember that in our strategy we are very very open for strengthening petrochemical operations in the next years,
We update it year by year, but it seems that petrochemical segments, in terms of new changes, new products needed in the market, electromobility and other issues, will play more and more significant role in our group. That's exactly one of the strategic reasons we want to strengthen our control over Unipetrol and fully use this environment and the circumstances to expand our general petrochemical plant. I mean, when we finish PE3, of course now we are discussing how to use and how to strengthen and how to increase this value chain in petrochemicals better, very much using Unipetrol as our major petrochemical asset.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question from Thomas Lesser, Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I just wonder whether you had agreed with GNTA on this bid, or can you just tell any of your expectations what this major shareholder would react to your bid? Thank you very much.
So it's an auto question, but as I mentioned, this price for what we propose is fair. It's acceptable for both sides. Of course, expectation of minority shareholders can be for, of course, this amount maybe gives not so 100% of satisfaction, but I think for both sides is 308 Czech crown per shares should be some attitude in the discussion, and I think in my opinion, we have a chance to achieve in the first stage 90% of shares, what is of course on the tender. But so reaction, of course, we are waiting for opinion. I think it's a time before holidays. Maybe will be positive impact on decision of all minority shareholders. I think.
I can add, Piotr speaking. I can only add that, of course, especially you who are covering Unipetrol for 4 years, and you have some your valuation in the past, and people who monitor minority shareholders' behavior and their statement for some years and months, they know that everybody in the past was was expressing their opinion about fundamental value of Unipetrol, and these values were perhaps much higher than what we proposed in our tender offer, but we seem that we found some good compromise, and as Mirek said, we hope that we get positive feedback from all minority shareholders, including the biggest from the minority shareholders as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment, dear speakers. I'm so sorry. We have a question from Anton Fedotov, Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your presentation. This is Anton Fedotov from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. I have one question. Do you plan to proceed with this strategy and buy out minorities in other holdings where you have a controlling stake but not full ownership? Thank you.
Yes, thank you for this question. If you follow our group for some time, you probably noticed that we did a lot of minority buyouts in our group in last years. So the structure of the group looks totally different. That was our strategy goal sometime. If we did some group, some companies is in our core business. Our intention was always to buy out minority shareholders, and we did it in the past. So in terms of some difficult inherited situations from very, very past, but very minor to the group, Unipetrol is the last example of such situation where we really face the big group of minority shareholders, and I would say that this transaction, if it happens, would be the last of that kind in the group, for sure of that scale. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you, operator, and maybe I will give floor to Mr. Kochalski for the closing remarks.
Thank you, Darek. Thank you all for attention, for participation on today's meeting. So I think we presented a clear position, and I hope we have a chance to make this deal. So we are before holidays, and let me say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year for all, because it's a December for us, intensive time to work very hard, and I think we will in next year deliver more good news for our shareholders, for you. Thank you again. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, operator. It concludes our call. Thank you and goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.